That was Paradise by Eleanor Dally featuring the Elmer Eisler Singers. And speaking of paradise, the Niagara region is turning into that this summer with some exhilarating and diverse performances. It's my pleasure to welcome the founder and the artistic director of Music Niagara. Last year, I remember we had a wonderful conversation about their 25th season, and they're at it again, opening up their next chapter with their 26th season and a new venue. Much excitement, 2 months of music making. Welcome, Attis. Welcome to the show.
Good to be here with you.
Wonderful to have you. Well, there's so much excitement in the air. Your festival is spanning June 16th to August 16th this year with an incredible array of talented national, international performers. There are some eye-popping titles in some of these concerts, but I want to begin with the very first concert. You have a brand new venue. It's the Scenic Ironwood Cider House. Tell us a little bit about that picturesque setting.
Well, that was a long time coming, and I'm very, very excited, actually, to have a venue, even that is, you know, seasonal, as one would call it.
Yep.
Call it our own, that we got with the help of the Ontario government, and the federal government helps us all the way for a number of years.
Wonderful.
This venue allows us to really not to depend on other venues like churches or wineries where we play this pleasure to call the dates that we want, not being captive in coordinating and
So you can organize things at your own terms, and at the same time you have superb music with fine food and drinks that you're adding. It will be the new host of your pop series.
Well, that's true. One thing that I absolutely have to mention that our tent is located at the Ironwood Distillery House.
Beautiful.
Specializes in cider. So that's a big help. Not that one needs help to listen to music, but it definitely a compliment.
Wonderful. Ironwood Cider House. Now, that's Sunday, June 16th, 4 p.m. Very exciting to open with your new venue outdoors. There's always a special charm about going outdoors. And there's a lot on your series that kind of helps young, budding virtuosos. I see a lot of opportunities for supporting some of the wonderful local youth we have in our area. And I know you have a performance academy. You also tell us a little bit more about how you're fulfilling your mission of giving them a platform.
Well, it's been my life passion. I've been teaching violin for many decades by now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
At the Royal Conservatory, mainly, and other institutions throughout my career. However, to incorporate that educational component into the festival was always very important. Really, nothing is more important than to have the education in music, in classical music particularly.
Right.
Whether they become professional or learn the discipline or of work and passion and then become listeners. So,
yes.
We're fulfilling that part.
Well, you certainly have so many awards to your name in the field of teaching music. I see the Baron Writer Prize, Carnegie Hall's American Protégé, and Core Competition Awards. And of course, your students have also been prize winners of major national and international competitions. So it'll be a pleasure to hear some of this youth at your festival.
I must add, you know, I'm playing for many years at the Toronto Symphony, and I have three students, former students, that became my colleagues in the symphony. So it really gives me a great pleasure and satisfaction to know that my work didn't go, so to speak, not wasted, but produce results.
Absolutely. Carry on your legacy. Well, we've checked off the inaugural, which features the Oakville Choir for Children and Youth, a free concert, a free season opener. And that's followed by Tuesday, June 25th at St. Mark's Church, the Young Women's Chorus of San Francisco.
That's right. This year, not like other year, it just came out that way.
Uh-huh.
To incorporate the many choirs in our season. Just before pandemic 2019, I launched a choral fest, Niagara Choral Fest, and I believe it was eight choirs participating, and wanted to do every 2 or 3 years, but the pandemic interrupted many things, including that project. So in some way, this is kind of a continuation, and
I see.
Hopefully we could do more in the future. My country of birth, Lithuania, actually this year celebrating 100th anniversary of the Song and Dance Fest, that in like tens of thousands of singers and choirs at the same time.
Wow.
So it's a big deal. So that's, you know, my background of the tradition growing up with those sunsets.
I'm speaking with Otis Bonkas. He is the founder and artistic director of Music Niagara, which is exploring its 26th season. Much excitement for the Niagara-on-the-Lake region. June 16th to August 16th, bringing some of his Lithuanian roots into the programming. So the first three feature singing, which now you've enlightened us as to why that's the case. We then have the Philippine Madrigal Singers, the Canadian Youth Chinese Orchestra, and then then Monday, July 1st, on Canada Day, you have Paul Tobey on the piano with some jazz.
I have incorporated the jazz element. I love jazz. I love listening and also grew up listening. So something that gives me a deep satisfaction, the improvisational aspect.
Yes.
Everything else that entails the jazz form. So I incorporated in the festival many, many years, way before any jazz series was staged in the Niagara region. So I'm glad to continue that. And Paul Tobey, locally based, going to present in another distillery, Spirit in Niagara Distillery.
Okay.
So that's another help to relax and enjoy the music.
Wonderful. Well, there's so much excitement ahead. I see some familiar names popping out of your programming this year. Odin Quartet, fabulous. Four young charismatic performers. Had the pleasure of performing with them lately. Toronto All-Star Big Band, Quartetto Gelato, the Fitzgeralds, Icons of Soul. What an incredible, diverse program. Any other highlights you'd like to share with us? Are there any in which you are participating in the role of violinist?
I am participating, but before I say a few words about that, I want to point out about the Kiri Quartet.
Oh, yeah. Saturday, August 10th. I see that one. Kiri Quartet. Yes.
Young performers. First violinist is my former student. Graduate of Curtis and just graduated at Yale with very famous violinist Hadlick. They've been at the festival several times. They also gave stage to do master classes. And the cellist, the Canadian cellist there, who became assistant principal cello in New York Philharmonic.
Fantastic.
He's a great, really terrific Christakos. Beautiful player. So really looking forward. They're going to do also, again, master classes and, of course, the performance itself. Myself, I'm participating in actually a neat project celebrating music of Samuel Coleridge Taylor.
Oh, yes. There's a voice that's really gaining more and more steam.
That is true. I think the important part, the cellist in the quartet that we're playing together, Jonathan Zertolando, his father is a scholar of music history, and he wrote several books on Coleridge Taylor. Way back, I've got familiarized with this composer thanks to Mr. Tertolano Sr., and he's coming himself. He's 93 years old or young, still very active, and do some presentation.
Wow.
First one, actually, in North America, or probably in the world, that wrote those books about Coleridge Taylor.
Right.
Terrific. Looking forward to going.
What an inspiration. An absolute innovator back in his day. Great to hear. Otis, good luck with your series this year, running from June 16th to August 16th. Find out the full schedule at musicniagara.org. That's musicniagara.org. Good luck to you and your team, Otis.
Thank you, Dan.
We look forward to getting the feedback from our listeners. I'm sure it'll be a dazzling season. Good luck to you.
Thanks so much.
All the best. Bye-bye. Have a nice afternoon.
Bye-bye.